morning.
Want to welcome our new Talmidim for their first full day of learning here in the Yeshiva. And you could not have come for a better Aliyah than Chamishi of Bishalach. Not come for a better Aliyah than this Aliyah to introduce you into the Yeshiva. Now, if you had come yesterday, maybe I would have said you could not have come on a better Aliyah than Revi'i. Maybe I would have said that. I wouldn't have. But Chamishi really is an incredible Aliyah for this. What do I mean? Because Parshat Bishalach as a whole, the transition from Yitziat Mitzrayim going to Ma'amad Har Sinai, which we're going to be reading about next week in Parshat Yitro, which Chazal understood as being this period of Sfirat HaOmer, 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. Parshat Bishalach is basically that period, that transition. And Parshat Bishalach itself has a structure to it. If you take a look, you'll see that the beginning, just the incidents that happened in Parshat Bishalach, you have the war against Mitzrayim, with culminating in the splitting of the sea. Immediately afterwards, there is a complaint of the Jews because there is no water. Then we have what we will be reading in this Aliyah of the story of the man, that the need for food. Then there's another complaint for water, and then there is another battle with Amalek. So you have a structure which you'll hear a lot about in Shirei Tanakh, the chaotic structure: war, water, food, water, war. And that means that the center, the fulcrum, the story of the man is really the story of the entire parsha. It's really the focus of the entire parsha. And what is the man? So the man itself is a mystery. V'lo yadu manhu. They didn't know what it was. But it's not just a question of the actual food that came from the skies, the manna that fell from the skies. The Torah describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe how we're supposed to look at the man. Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe, hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim, v'yatza ha'am v'laktu dvar yom biyomau, l'man anasenu, hayelech b'torati imlo. And Hashem said to Moshe, I'm going to rain down bread from the heavens, and the people will go out and gather it on a daily basis, in order that I test them. Leman anasenu, will they go in my Torah, the walk in the ways of Torah, or not? And then, v'haya b'yom ha-shishi, and on the sixth day, v'hechinu et asher yaviu, they should prepare what they need to bring, v'haya mishne asher al asher yilketu yom yom, and there'll be a double portion. That is how God describes what the man is. And he talks about leman anasenu, in order that I test them, in order that I put them to a nisayon. And it's not clear what the nisayon is. What is this test? And if you take a look at the Mefarshim, you'll see many different approaches. The simplest approach, the approach taken by Rashi, which is immediately, by the way, rejected out of hand by the Ramban. And I'll explain why in a second. But I'm going to defend Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, what is the Nisayon? The Nisayon is, im yishmeru mitzvot hatzuyot bo, shelo yotiru mimenu velo yetzu b'shabbat lilkot. In order that they keep the mitzvot which are incumbent upon the man, not to take too much, not to, on a daily basis, you know, if you think of your Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, not to be Augustus Goop, not to take as much as you can possibly take, and also not to go out on Shabbat to take more. That's the extent of the test. And the Ramban dismisses Rashi with two words, ve'enenu nachon, and it's wrong. What does bothers the Ramban? He doesn't even tell us what bothers him. Because what kind of nisayon is that? That's the whole idea. Hayilech b'torati imlo. They're going to not take too much, and they're going to know not to go out on Shabbat. And it's true. The first day, some people took too much. And it's true, on the first Shabbat, they went out, and they were looking for the man, and they're castigated for doing that. That's true. But did that happen on the third day? Did that happen afterwards? What was the test that was so great here in terms of that man? And I think that the pshat in Rashi, which really the pshat of the psukim, because that's the only issues that are raised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in these psukim, is so important. You know, the idea of self-discipline and the idea of understanding that things are being given to you in this world. Here in a framework like the yeshiva, things are really given to you. Like you could literally, you roll out of bed and you're in the Bet Midrash. You roll out of the Bet Midrash, you're in the Cheder Ochel. You roll out of the Cheder Ochel and you're in your classrooms. All you have to do to receive this man min hashamayim is to show up, is to be there, is to have the self-discipline to make sure that you partake from what you are being given. And you make it sound, you know, it sounds so simple. There's nothing to it. It reaches the point where the Ramban says, "V'enenu nachon." That can't be the nisayon. That's the test. And I got to tell you, that's the test. Because the people who make the most of their time in yeshiva, and I would even argue the people who make the most of their time in this world, are the people who have that self-discipline, who know not to take too much when they shouldn't be taken, and to know when to go out and when not to go out. To know to wake up in the morning on a regular basis and to be in the Bet Midrash at 7:25 so you have your tefillin on for tefillah at 7:30. To be on time for shiurim. To be in the Bet Midrash during Seder Erev. To know also when it's a break time and to be able to partake of the break. Not to push yourself too hard. To assume that you're going to do everything the first day, the second day, the third day. No, to pace yourself properly. All of that is a very important nisayon. It's the transition period for Klal Yisrael. It's the transition period. It's their growing up. They're leaving Mitzrayim when they were children. Infants even, everything being given to them because that's what a slave is. A slave has no independence to becoming independent people at Har Sinai. And in that transition, smack in the middle, Chamishi, the focal point, have self-discipline. You want the Torah, Hayelech b'torati imlo, leman anasenu. Learn that self-discipline, know when to go in, when to go out, to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, to take advantage of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, by extension, the yeshiva has to offer you. Enjoy the man starting at breakfast today.